Jim Turnbull, ironworker and rigger, worked on the Sydney Harbour Bridge from 1965 until he had to leave with lead poisoning in 1989. His father was from Scotland and had worked on the building of the bridge. Jim remembered working on the maintenance of the cranes.
Did you work on the crane?
Yes, worked on the crane with a boilermaker named Gary Flood. Was in the 70s. We relined the southern western crane. We cut it all back to the original base frame and then we built a new cabin on top of it. And then they took that up to the top of the arch and that lay dormant for something like about 5 years.
What, the whole crane?
Yeah, they had four cranes moving and they didn't have the manpower to actually use the whole four cranes at the one time.
Roy Hill was a painter and work supervisor. He was there when Joe Twigg and Paul Hogan talked a potential suicide out of jumping, for which Hogan got an award. Roy Hill and engineer Brendan White set up a new safety code, which Roy describes.
Do the painters always go down with the stages when they go down?
All the time. You just climb over the side. The crane chaser we were discussing frees them from their ties, and away you go. All painters aboard.
Do they haul you up again for lunchtime?
Not necessarily, just harbour somewhere where it's easy to get off and safe. Could be on the bottom cord or just underneath.
What about changes in the safety regulations during the time you were there?
Oh, most dramatic. There were hardly anything when I arrived there. It was just you looked after yourself. There were some guidelines, but very few. In actual fact, with the engineer at that time, who was Brendan White, he and I set up the personal safety and hygiene, which is the Bridge Act. Not necessarily the Act, but the safety system for the bridge.
Were you there when they put the new amenities under the hanging underneath the approach pads?
Yeah, that's when the safe system of work came in, the one on the north side, and then the one in the pylon on the south side, yes. I was much involved with that.
And what was the procedure when that was set up? You say you were much involved. How were you involved?
Well, having set up with the engineer this safe system of work, I then became the safety facilitator just to make sure that it happened and everyone followed the procedures for their betterment and the authorities. So it was a matter of guiding, questioning, asking, demanding.
Now what about the harnesses, safety harnesses, use of them? Some people still don't want to use them.
They're an encumbrance to the bridge people, the good bridge people who know their business. I disliked using them myself. They were always available, but very rarely used until, I suppose, these days. But they're a nuisance to work with. The bridge is rather unique in its design and it doesn't allow for the use of them because there's not enough. How most of the time you're on top and you need a wire above you to make a harness work successfully. So you've got, in this case, you have to attach parallel with yourself. So it's not a real success. You'd hurt yourself more with a harness than without, unless you drop yourself completely.
I noticed when the bridge was being built that there was painters were on bosun's chairs all over the place. Does that happen anymore?
Not with the old bosun's chair as we knew it, which was on rope. The other foreman and work supervisor, whose name was Alan Brown, and myself designed what was a kid's play seat, a plastic seat. And Brownie then being the boilermaker foreman and in charge of the fitters, he designed a frame that went in and took a motor. So we reversed the wire, the chain in the motor, and it became then a hauling device. So the block went up the top, was anchored, and you sat on the chair, turned the valve with the air, and away you went. Very, very safe.
That was a compilation of the oral history interviews on the old Sydney Harbour Bridge maintenance cranes, recorded and edited by myself, Richard Raxworthy, historian. The work was commissioned by the Roads and Traffic Authority of New South Wales, the RTA. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the RTA. Thanks to all those who took part. Don Willey, former work supervisor. Archie Wotherspoon, former crane driver. Joe Twigg, former crane chaser. Sam Brazis, former crane driver. Jim Henman, former bridge engineer. Milton Hayden, former electrician and work supervisor. Martin Haley, former bridge engineer. Oscar Tavell, former crane driver. Jim Turnbull, former rigger. And Roy Hill, former work supervisor.